Well, Livy, I'd imagine, to use one of those cliches, it was a bit of a game of two halves for your side tonight. A 4-2 defeat in the end. What did you make of the performance?
I wouldn't say two halves, because even in the first half, he was in the game. We had some good momentum in around their box, but the difference was we made some crazy mistakes. We was at times naive. He didn't track a runner for the first goal. The second goal, strikers came in front of us, centre half. The third goal, we give an absolutely stupid penalty away. And we had two or three opportunities where we should have at least tested the keeper. At least we was right in it. Second half, obviously, we was on the top of them. I think the fourth goal killed it off. I was very happy with the second half. It was a great experience for our younger players. That was real football today, because on that level, you're making mistakes, you get punished, and that's what we got in the first half.
Is it a case of mixed feelings, obviously, in a negative sense at the mistakes you've made, but then at the response in the second half?
No, it's not mixed feelings, because when you work with younger players, when you work with players who had not played on that level at all, you expect them to make mistakes, and they will learn out of mistakes. And for me, that belongs to the game, and that is where we are. Second half was very good response. The players was really, I said the target was second half to win the second half, and we won the second half, and that was good for the young lads, and good for Alex, who got a goal as well. And there was some very good performance today. I think Kleno and Ollie Roberts in midfield, very brave on the ball, good on the ball, kept us playing. I think two centre-halves was decent, apart from the first goal from Ash. And it was decent. They also got much more the ball. Victor did decent on the side. So there was some good performances.
You mentioned some of the individuals, obviously wholesale changes tonight. We talked the other night about the number of games you've got coming up.
Yeah.
Was that what prompted that decision?
What do you mean?
To make the 11 changes, to not try and play individuals three times in however many days it's been.
No, we have four games in 8 days, so it's virtually not possible.
And so the decision, conscious, to make the changes and perhaps take the fine?
Yeah, I think I don't understand fine, because this is a development tournament. What is the difference between Premier League under 23 teams and us? There should be no difference. We got forced to do that today. Because of the schedule we have, we played young English players, and in a competitive tournament where it was very competitive today against a good side, we had not lost a league game unbeaten in the season. We took them right to the wire, and for me it was a great opportunity to do that. And we had, like I said, we have four games in 8 days. There was a conscious decision from us as a football club. Because we also have a responsibility to our players. We can't run them into the ground and make them play four games in 8 days and not expecting them to pick up injuries.
There's been a lot said about development in this competition.
Yeah.
Is it unfair, do you think, that you'll be punished for doing that and giving...
I don't think we'll punish. We have a reasonable explanation. I think, as far as I know, Chelsea got dispensation to delay a game by 2 weeks, and we have to play in 48 hours, and we have to play four games in a rhythm of 2 days, so there was no other option for us.
And as far as those development players are concerned, it'll be a good night for them in terms of their development. One to remember for one or two that they've got an opportunity.
I think they've got an opportunity. They know now where the level is, and some of them did well. Some of them, they realised they have a way to go. So, but it was a great opportunity to put them out there, and. Put him right in the firing line, and then see what happened. So for everybody, was it a decent experience today? Obviously, we don't like to lose, but I think for us, we're looking now already forward to Port Vale.